Hello.
Hey Kyle, it's John. Circling back
How's
with
it
you.
going?
Going good, going good. I don't know why all you guys have partners.
Oh my God, what'd you get the same story?
Yeah, I got the same story. Call me back in an hour. I'm like, oh well, okay, I gotta call back Kyle.
Yeah, well, I haven't got a hold of them.
Okay. Yeah, that seems to be the objection of the day. I'm like, how do you overcome that one? The thing is, I don't want you guys to not, I want the partner to be on board with it too, because it's at some point I'm gonna end up probably having to speak with him or, pick his brain, like maybe during a client interview and make sure that the clients you guys are getting are matching up. So I don't wanna go around him or do anything without
Right,
his
well, that's what
permission.
I'm trying to avoid. I don't know what's going on this morning.
He's probably working, you know.
I hope so.
I mean, that would be the whole point of all this, right? I mean.
Unless he's stuck at the fucking mechanic. Well, we had a truck issue, and so he's supposed to drop off the truck, and then we were supposed to go to this job, and I haven't heard from him, and he wasn't at the job, so I assume he's at the mechanic, but I've got other work I've got to go check on too anyway, so,
Yeah, you guys are both running around doing two totally different things.
Well, we had two employees, and now we don't.
Oh, you got rid of two of them. I thought it was just one.
Nope.
Wow.
We had two. We had There was four of us, so we had two crews because we haven't fucking been going very long, and yeah, no, we well we fired one. One of them kind of fired himself.
Well, I mean, if there's just two of you, then I mean, obviously you're gonna need to do something, Otherwise, this part of the business is just gonna get completely neglected. It seems like you guys already have your hands full without it,
Yep, I do.
Oh, sorry, you cut out there, Kyle.
Yeah, what do I need to get going here? You got to send over paperwork to fill out, or what do I do to hold what's
No,
going on
I
here?
would create the account. Like, if you're saying, hey, you want to give it a shot for a month, you'd only commit to 30 days. So you'd only be committing from now until October 5th. But
Okay.
I'll create the account. We can secure the position, and then I'll schedule a client interview, either later this afternoon or tomorrow, depending on what's the best time for your schedule. Hopefully I'd be able to get both of you guys, but.
Friday would probably be the best to get both of us.
Oh dang. Well, maybe
Is that
not
too
with both
long?
of you. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I could have your website up and running by Friday, but I need a client interview to do that. And then, if you guys have a logo, I'd want you to send that in, or photos of work that you've done in the past, I'd want you to send that in too. I'd rather get
Yeah, I've
started on
got.
it right away. You know, got a month's time to show you guys better return on investment than what you're doing now. So
Then Angie, yeah.
I'd rather start working right away. Don't want to waste a day. In that
Yeah,
case, it would
I.
be wasting like 2, 3 days, I mean, you'd
Right.
still get the spot though. It's better than, if we wait, then you don't get the spot at all. That's really the X factor, is just having the position.
Right. Yeah, let's go forward here.
All right, so I'm gonna create the profile. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on as the best phone number for
Yes.
us and your clients? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name, Kyle?
Cadrette, CADRETTE.
CADRETTE.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And then I'm gonna add your partner too, just in case I get a call, just so that he has access to it and he's able to make changes. What's his first and last name?
Eric,
Mm-hmm.
ERIC, and then Simons. SIMONS.
Okay. And then his phone number?
440-522-2578.
Okay.
Hope I got
This is
that
just in case he calls in, okay? I'm not gonna be reaching out to him or bugging him or have clients calling him or anything. That's just more so if he calls us. I sent you my direct number and extension, so obviously share that with him. And if he has any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just tell him to call in.
Okay.
Okay. And then what's your email address where I could send you everything in writing because of that platinum package bundle that I'm putting you on?
Send it to faroutfencellc@gmail.com.
Okay. And did you get the... go ahead.
PoppyKyleCadrette@gmail.com on there.
Okay, hold on one second.
You can do that.
You want me to CC the other email too so it forwards to your personal?
Yes.
Okay. KyleCadrette@gmail.com.
Yep.
I gotcha. Submit. Okay. And then the street address is still the same?
Yeah, you can use that as the street address.
You want me to hide the street address online?
Yeah, do that for now, because we're just, that address is his house.
I gotcha.
Yeah, like I said, we have a space we're using for a shop/yard right now, but we're trying to, you know, move into something more permanent and take off, but this really is the beginning stage of this.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, we just need to be able to send you the PIN, you know, that and get that 5-digit number on the back of the PIN. I don't actually have to have an address displayed. You guys are in a service-based industry, so it's not like people are bringing their fences to you, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, we can hide it. And then it'll still say, like, Lorraine, and it'll have the state and zip on it. It just, you know, I will hide the street address and deactivate all turn-by-turn directions.
Okay.
And you said, do you guys have a logo or?
We have a card right now that we use with a little logo on it, but we haven't, like I said, trying to find a couple people before I started, website work. Yeah, we have some photos, and then actually we have, the phone with all the photos is in the shop too right now.
Oh, shoot.
Eric broke his screen, and so that's in, that's at one of those cell phone repair shops. We do have some photos, though.
I know. I think I got to do that with my wife's phone. I just bought her a new phone on Mother's Day, and my son's two. I don't know what he did to it, but he likes watching his little YouTube videos. Like sometimes we just give it to him when he's in the back seat so he could just chill out. All of a sudden it started like glitching yesterday. I was like super upset about that, so I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to do the same thing at some point. I don't know what he did to it. I don't know if he drooled on it or spilled on it or what. But
right.
Killing me. Yeah. I'm kind of PO'd because I didn't get the insurance. I was like, oh, no, it'll be fine. Stupid.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, should have known. You're 2-year-old.
Yep. I don't give mine any electronics. I need to hell with that. Go play with a stick.
Yeah, that's really the smart route. All of a sudden, they're a lot smarter when you do that, you know, and they start listening a lot better. But I should have given my phone. My phone's a lot older, too. Like, I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it was just dumb. Anyway, but when that's available, try to send in as many photos as you can. We're going to develop a portfolio on your .com website. It'll basically have, like, a gallery section for customers to review. And then, obviously, as new jobs come in, you guys want to just keep sending in those photos. Same thing with, like, the Facebook business page. We're going to upload the photos to that and your Google business profile as well. So send those in. Send in that business card. If you don't have, like, a finalized logo, we do have graphic designers in-house that can help you guys with that if that's something you want to.
We don't have a finalized one. Just kind of went online and got one for the business cards.
I like when guys do it through my graphic designer because he double checks and makes sure there's no like copyright infringement or any kind of problems that you're going to run into with the logo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that.
Okay. So I'll set you up for needs help with logo. Submit. Okay, perfect. Got that. Okay, PV, good. All right, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
it doesn't really matter.
Okay, I'll leave it open, and then if you guys want to change it, like I said, it's just a phone call, even a text message in, that'll come straight through to me, and then I could always modify it for you. And then you can accept cash, check, and card at this time?
What's that?
You can accept cash, check, and card at this time from your clients?
I know I say, we prefer cash and check, but I'm pretty sure I can take a card just through my Chase app. It says I can, I haven't done it because
you can.
Nobody wants to.
Yeah, you can.
Nobody so far wants to pay the 3 or 5% fee or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the kicker. And it's always good to leave it on the customer anyway, because it's like, okay, if you don't want to pay that, then go get a check or cash. You know?
And that's what they do. So I haven't even tried it yet, but my banker says I can.
Yeah, you should be able to, but that's usually the hurdle. I always try to put on the website, too, like, if they do use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex, that the fee will apply to them.
Right, yeah, I want to do that.
Rather than it be applicable to you. So that's kind of why we asked that. All right, so let me go ahead and update. All right, perfect. And then this client interview, I know you were saying Friday, but, I mean, maybe if we could, you know, do it with you and then any input Eric has, you know, we could call in and just kind of fill it in as we go. But I want to get them going on everything. I mean, what's your schedule look like today?
I could probably do it later today.
Okay. I mean, I have a 5 and a 6 and a 6 and a 7 if you want to go, like, later, Eastern Standard.
What the hell is today? Tuesday?
Yeah, the 5th.
Five would probably be okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation between 5 and 6 o'clock, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know and that text comes through. I could reschedule it, but like I said, I want to get things rolling as quickly as I can. Better's our chances of getting you a good return.
You have 4 available or no?
4. Yeah, I could do 4 to 5. That's
let's
better.
Try.
For you.
Let's shoot for that. And I think it will be.
Okay.
I don't know. This was not planned today.
I know. It never is, right? We don't even know what positions are coming available and where and who's on the qualified candidates list. I basically have no idea who I'm going to be talking to every day.
So basically you found us through Angie's list is my...
Well, Google is the one who creates the qualified candidates list, but putting yourself on... something like Angie's List or Home Advisor would definitely get you on the radar for sure. Because they have to have a way to find like your guys' reviews, length of time in business, things like that online in order to even put you on the qualified candidates list for it. Usually they want somebody that's been doing a couple of jobs beforehand rather than just, I just started up my company and I want to be on the first page. And if you call Google inbound, they'll just put you on a waiting list for this.
Right. Like I said, my business partner did work for Off and Disc Defense, so, I mean, he's been around.
Yeah. So he probably already knows. I mean, I'm sure this company, what's it called? Off and Disc?
Yeah.
They're up there. They're up there.
They're the top one.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're doing this
now.
That's who the owner died. Well, how is it somebody has to be running it, because reoccurring payment every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his wife is still kind of managing it a little bit, but they're mostly just a supplier now, and whoever calls into them,
mm-hmm.
They have installers and stuff, and it's not through the same company. Yep. As far as I know, I don't know.
I got an old guy out here that does that, too. You know what's crazy is there's actually an Amish company out over in Ohio that does Google advertising. It's kind of crazy. But I have a roofer.
That is
kind of
crazy.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck? It was one of those landline guys that we were talking about. They had a landline. And he had to go get, like, a prepaid card and stuff. Like, it was crazy. I was like, you're really going to do this? I'm like, isn't this kind of like... He's like, yeah, but it's business, and we're all about work, you know? So it's like, we need to have work. I was like, all right. Yeah, so anyway. lost my train of thought. Oh, I had a roofer out here though. He's like 73 or 74, and he does that. He subcontracts everything. He doesn't even go out and do any work. He basically, his whole job consists of paying for his advertisement, answering the phone, and subcontracting jobs out and taking a percentage.
Yep.
Yeah, and he makes money like that, so he just talks to people all day. Not a bad way to make money, you know? He's chilled, especially when you're old like that. Yeah, if you know what you're talking about and you can close deals over the phone, then, you know, he has years of roofing experience, so he's basically just figuring out what they need and looking them up and getting them squared away.
All right,
so boom. I'm just confirming your client interview. You should have got a message for that for 4 o'clock. They sent it to the Far Out Fence LLC at Gmail. There was another text too I was going to ask you about. Did you receive the one that says photos needed for Google verification?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right, cool. So that's that form I was telling you. Fill it out as much as possible. Like I said, at the bottom of the form, it tells you if you're missing anything and we can't get it verified with this form, then we'll just three-way call you with Google on the line, and then we'll do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. We're a premier Google partner, so we're the highest-rated Google partner that they have. So, like, bypassing stuff like that, if we just basically tell them, hey, we started working with this guy, they'll just go ahead and verify you. There's no further hiccups than that.
Okay, and it's these photos of work, that's what you're looking for?
Yeah, it tells you all the photos. Like, there's like a section in there where you can click on each tab and upload them, and it'll ask you for specific photos. Like, it'll say, like, photos of your workplace, an invoice, the work vehicle, license plate. Like I said, you could hide the license plate number. They're just trying to make sure that you're actually in Ohio. And then, yeah.
The work truck's in the shop.
Oh, well, that's true, too. Oh, my God. yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
that fucking face light, we put a 2x4 through the back windshield the other day.
Oh, I did that once on my neighbor's steak bed, messing around. I used to, like, the first job I had growing up, my next-door neighbor was a metal man. So he'd get all these, like, demo jobs, and then he would, like, tear down, like, giant commercial, like, it'd be grocery stores and stuff, you know, and he would, like, demo them. And then he would take all the metal, and we would scrap the metal in, like, his garage, and we'd load up everything on the stake beds and then take it to the recycling centers. I remember I did that, like, 2 or 3 times, just throwing stuff, like, manhandling stuff, and just put something right through the back window of his stake bed. And I got a flashback from that right now. And just picture him looking at me, shaking his head. I'm like 16 years old, covered in dirt. Good times, good times. It's good money, actually. I used to always have a fresh wardrobe every year going to school. I was working hard in the summers. All right, so I got you. Client interview squared. Let me go ahead and take this off the board. Now what I'm doing is I'm waiving the setup fee, okay, and then I'm putting you on a platinum package, and it's going to be $299 out the door, and then I'm locking it in. So every month moving forward, you keep this rate. I told you that, right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'm just working the deal here. So let me just, and then I got you squared away to meet with the...
There's no other fees per month, right? Like a...
Nope.
Fucking subscription or...
No funny business, bud. I'm going to send you the receipt, everything in writing while I have you on the line right now, too. And you got to sign off on it. Yeah. All right. So, good. Okay. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
It's going to be a card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa card. Oh, okay. I wonder if I should use my Visa card.
If you have, are you saying you're wondering if you should use a personal or a business one?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering which business one.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I was going to say definitely use a business one because it's considered a business expense, so you'll just write it off and you'll get it back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then so go ahead.
Anyway, no, this one says the construction company that I was running, because that's how, I don't remember if I explained it to you, but I was doing remodels and roofs and a bunch of shit, and I just couldn't get the help, and then after Eric and my business partner, he tried to do fences with another guy and it didn't work out with them. So he came to work for my company and then it wasn't working out, just us not finding people. So he's like, let's go build fences. So we've been building fences.
Nice. No, I mean, sounds like a good buddy to have. I mean, it seems like you guys are the two competent ones of the group.
Right. So I already had an established business and business bank accounts and all that shit. So we've been running everything through my business this year because we're not even a year old and I already have insurance and I'm licensed in a bunch of cities and all that. So it's been a little bit of a headache though because it's like, oh yeah, right, because my invoice doesn't say Far Out Fence, it says Cadret Builders.
But it has your last name, and I mean, technically you are building fences. I mean, you should still be able to write it off. I'll send over the invoice receipt, and then you're doing business as Far Out Fence LLC. So it shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, my account will, you know, will take care of all that. I'm not really worried about that part of it.
Yeah.
It's just,
having a good CPA would save you a lot of headache too, though.
Right. It's just, oh, I thought I was making the check out to them. It's like, well, I'm working on that part. I got.
Yeah. I just don't want to sit down in that bank line and talk to this guy for friggin' hour, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It's all good. I mean, if you're DBA, Far Out Fence, and, like, we send over the invoice receipt and the outlines of the agreement in writing, so that way you have it documented, you know, you'll still be able to write it off.
Okay, well, you were asking about a picture of our invoice. Like I said, our invoice doesn't say Far Out Fence right now. I mean, I'm going to get
there. Invoice. You know, I can notate the account, like, that it's saying DBA, Far Out Fence. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, I mean, because
so that won't
I
be displayed. It'll just say Far Out Fence LLC on your listing, but on our back end, we'll know that there's another parent company involved.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense?
Yep.
Yeah. Not my first rodeo. I'll get you squared away. This payment method, I'm just going to leave it under, like, Kyle Cadret. And then I won't put, like, the company name on there, too. So that way you just have an invoice coming under your name. But then, obviously, it says Google Advertising for Far Out Fence, so you'll be able to still write it off.
You can put it under Cadret Builders LLC because that's what's on this card.
Okay.
If you want. Or put my name and put Cadret Builders LLC on it.
Yeah, I'll put both.
Because that's my name and on the business name are on this card.
Got it. Is there any middle initial in your name on the card?
Not on the card, no.
Okay. And then the billing address for this one, it's not the same as Eric's, right? It's not the 1721 Lakeview?
No, it's not.
Okay.
What's
the street address?
Where's that going? It's 86 Edgewood Drive, Grafton, Ohio.
Grafton.
44044.
4044. Update. All right, I got it. Yeah, because if the billing address didn't match with where we're sending your Google PIN, it was going to decline that for sure. All right, and then you said it was a Visa?
Yep.
All right, so according to my system, it should start with a 4 if it's a Visa. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4246.
4246.
Yep. 3153.
3153.
3589.
3589.
2483.
2483. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
06/27.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
652.
652. Okay. And there is a security question on the account. This is just as an added form of protection. If Eric calls in or somebody else calls in and we're not sure and we want to verify identity or vice versa, if you get contacted by one of my reps and you want to verify it's actually from our company, you can use this security question. So you have 3 options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We'll do the city.
Okay. What city were you born in?
Amherst. A-M-H-E-R-S-T.
M-H-E-R-S-T. Okay. And Mass?
In Ohio.
Oh. It's weird. It came up as Mass. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
There is an Amherst in Massachusetts. There's one in New York, too.
Okay. Gotcha. Make sure I add the Ohio in there. Amherst. And then that's something you're going to want to make sure that Eric knows if he doesn't already.
All right.
Okay. Amherst. All right, and then voice verification. So this is going to outline the service agreement. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through it, if I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Far Out Fence, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Kyle Cadret, co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've just provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Kyle, it's important that you and Eric are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
All right. So we know everything that you currently have, and we're not saying you have to cancel anything, but it's just saying, like, if you're going to add anything, double check with us. You shouldn't need anything, honestly, since it's a platinum bundle that I have you on. But if you're, double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay.
All right. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's going to be September 5th of 2023 in the discounted amount of $299. However, I've put you on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. This is an indefinite discount. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the fifth day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299. So that's as long as you're with us. Okay? Now, it does state here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing date if you are going to cancel. That way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
If I do want to cancel, how do I cancel then?
You just call in.
Just call you, or is there another number?
Well, that 877 line is our customer service line for our whole company. We have about 350 people work here, and it's, it's available to you 24 hours, 7 days a week. there's always somebody there. If you want to call me directly, though, you can do it that way, too. You just hit same number. You just hit extension 544. But I'm only here from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if you call outside of those hours, then you're definitely going to get a customer service rep. But any one of them can help you and suspend the billing. You'll also have a tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app. They'll send you that and, like, a YouTube video to show you how to use it. And there's a billing section in there, so, like, you can kind of start and stop it at your own leisure through the app.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But if you do stop it, or, like, let's say you pause the billing, they allow up to 5 days. And then if you don't reactivate the profile, then they'll fill it with one of your local competitors there. Just a heads up.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to have the username and password that I just mentioned for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system, a YouTube video that will show you how to use it, and a link to the downloadable app. It says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. If you have any questions or you want to make changes, please contact your account manager at the phone number provided, 877-635-6225, extension 544. We're available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it says, great, my part is done. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Okay, anyway, so let me go ahead and turn this off. Did you have any questions regarding this voice verification?
No.
All right. So let me go ahead and submit. All right, and they save that. And then you should have those two text messages for real this time, like an actual initial invoice and an actual form for your Google verification pictures.
I see that they sent a thing for the invoice.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, if you go to your text, I think it said it was sent about 3 minutes ago. So it should be about...
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay. Yeah, so the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email we have on file, and there'll be a link. It'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So that's the full outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, you do have to sign off on that with your first and last, just to lock that in, and then we'll have it on file. You'll have it on file that it's just that $299. There's no other charges, and you're locked in at that rate, definitely, right? Like I promised you, right? You're going to learn that about me. I might be a little goofy sometimes. You guys are working with me, but I'm a straight shooter. I don't play around. Laugh, but I don't play around. And it says, there's another one. It'll say, Kyle, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. That's the tab with the photos. Like I said, fill it out as much as you can. If you're missing anything, no problem. Like once you submit it, I'll be able to see what's missing, and then I'll send it over to Google. If they tell me that they can't push it through like that, then you know I'll get them on a three-way call. I'll give you a ring, and we'll verify it over the phone.
Okay. And then who's our website through? Is it through you guys? Do I have access to the Google business page, or like say I cancel,
No. No. You still got it, and all your reviews, everything, you're still gonna have that. You'll still keep those things. Yeah, we're setting you guys up for the long haul.
Okay.
Once if you stop using our services, all that happens is you're not gonna see yourself on the first page anymore, which you're gonna feel it. You know, you're gonna see it. You're getting a lot less calls now, right? But all the other online listings that we create for you, you still keep. We're just not updating them, maintaining them, hosting them for you. But on all your reviews, you'll still have all your reviews. We don't do anything malicious. We just literally stop working on it, start working on a different one.
Okay.
All right. All right, so that concludes our initial setup process. So I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Make sure you share my number with Eric. Like I said, I want to keep him in the loop. Make sure I'm picking both of your guys' brains, all the leads that are coming through. We want to make sure those are qualified. Let me see what else. Hold on here. I'm not missing anything. Okay, so let me just, like, checklist, right? So client interview. I got the client interview scheduled. It's supposed to be between 4 and 5. That's today.
Right.
I'm going to actually call you first unless I'm on the line, and then I'll introduce you to them. If I'm on the line, then they'll just call you themselves, right? So you'll
Who's
get a call from a rep.
Client interview through then? Or that's through your company there?
Yeah, it's done in-house, but it might be done with a different rep. Usually the client interviews, there's a department of them, and they have, like, set questions that they ask to help us create your Google business profile and all your online listings. So it's, like, 32 questions that help them do it. They'll go over, like, your keywords, the service area you cover, and then they're going to want to pick your brain on how the website's going to look and come out. So that's the main purpose of that. So I want to make sure you're available for that. I know Eric won't be, but if there's anything that he has questions on or wants to make changes, just reach out. Let me see here
real quick.
PIN verification. Okay. PIN verification is going to take about 5 to 7 days to receive in the mail. It comes from California. That's why it takes that long. There's a five-digit number
What's
on the back
PIN
of that. Yeah, so that's going to Eric's address, right? You said that that's Eric's house, the Lakeview Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to let him know, or whoever's checking his mail, they're going to get a postcard that says Google on it. You can't miss it in big, colorful letters. It'll say Far Out Fence LLC. But there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that we need when it comes in. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you guys are. Okay.
Okay.
So definitely need that PIN. Send in any photos. I know his phone's in the shop. Man, all right. So I'm gonna be walking you guys through this.
the truck's in the shop.
Yeah, thank God.
I mean, I got a pickup that I use sometimes, but we have a 14-foot flatbed. That's you know, for work.
Yeah, that's your real work truck. I mean, you could send in what you have. It's not really something that we're going to have, like, displayed to the general public. It's not like they're going to be seeing it. It literally just goes to Google, and then they give you, like, this little badge on your Google business profile. It says that you've been verified, and that just lets the customers know, like, hey, this guy's legit. Like, you can hire him. You don't have to do any more research. We did the research for you. Like, he's good to go.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So.
Yep.
I mean, that's why I said, you know, fill it out as much as you can. Send in what you can. If something's missing, I'm not going to let that stop us from getting you the advanced verification. It'll separate you from the pack and
okay.
get you guys going in the right direction. Because starting out, you know, you're not going to have any reviews, things like that. I mean, we're completely starting you from scratch. So I'd rather have as much verification as I can. So that way they know, hey, maybe this guy doesn't have the reviews and the experience built up yet. Under this business name, but they're, you know, they're legit. We've looked into them. They have everything. So, all right, pin verification, good. Photos for website, good. And then contact customer service line. Okay, so we're good. So that concludes our initial setup. Like I said, if you feel like you're missing anything or you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. It's really important to us that this works for you. I mean, if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. So, like, don't hesitate. No questions or dumb questions. Just call in, right?
All right.
All right, Kyle.
So, I do have another question. How
sure.
many companies are listed in that? When, you know, because you said that we're going to be – and what spot down are we going to be? Can you –
Yeah, so there's a group of three. I'm not supposed to tell you you're going to be number one, two, or three. It's actually what they do is they have the top guys, and then they arrange them based on the location of the end user. So
okay.
how you're listed is going to be based on where you're searching from.
So I'll be in the top three, though, or the top five, or?
Yeah, there's only three guys that show up next to that map there. So that's why we're calling
you.
We don't even call out unless we have one of those available for the first page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then we'll list you for 15 keywords, too. So that's going to be the point of the client interview. They're going to go over the keywords, which are the services you provide. So maybe it's like fencing contractor, best fencing contractor. We'll have recommendations, but you guys have final say on everything. You get to pick them. And that's why
okay.
I was saying I kind of wanted Eric's input, because maybe if there's something out there, if he's like the boots on the ground that's doing a lot of it, then, you know, maybe there's something out there that you guys don't want to have advertised or something that you do want to put a point of emphasis on. So that'd be good to pick
right.
both of your guys' brains, make sure that the calls that come through, they had to type in that service in order to even get your number and call you in the first place. That's kind of our way of making sure everything's qualified that comes through.
Okay.
We'll go over that in the client interview. Like I said, we'll walk you through it. We don't get paid unless you get paid, so we'll walk you through it, and we'll make sure we're representing you properly and getting everything up and running.
All right, sounds good.
All right, well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, and then I'll circle back with you at 4 o'clock, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, bye.
You're welcome.